This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We have a very special guest on hold right now, and let's bring him in. Barry Wilner joins us, Associated Press football writer. Barry, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I'm just sitting here watching this crazy Eagles-Rams game, and it's been a fun day, I must say.
What is going on in L.A.? Why is it just something magical about Nick Foles where he comes in late in the season and all of a sudden the football team starts to perform?
I think part of it is that without question, the Eagles have so much gumption. They have so much inner fortitude, and they learned that last year when Carson Wentz went out and they went and won the Super Bowl with Foles, so they have tremendous confidence in him. But to me, it's just the coaching staff is a really strong coaching staff that gets these guys to play all the time. They lose some assistant coaches. It really hasn't had a big effect. They play hard all the time, and they tend to usually play pretty smart. So even with all these injuries, and my God, the secondary, you and I could probably start in the secondary. It's still on defense. They're still putting up a great effort against the Rams, and they did so last week against the Cowboys.
You know, it's odd, because that was going to be my next question. It sounds like you just answered it, because I was wondering, and maybe you'll fight against this narrative a little bit, that Nick Foles makes the rest of the team mind their P's and Q's because maybe he's not as naturally talented as what they get out of Carson Wentz, and so maybe it causes them to play more focused football. From what you're telling me, that's not true.
No, I think they play focused all the time. I do think, though, that when all of these guys went out, not just Wentz, but so many of these guys went out, the guys behind them who haven't really had much of a chance to play are so well coached, and they're able to step in and play pretty well. Now, obviously, this is not nearly the team it was last year, and they probably won't make the playoffs. But just watching them and the heart that they show in these games, I think it's something that all Philadelphia fans should be really proud of.
Barry Wilner joining us, Associated Press. So what do we do with Carson Wentz now in this situation? Because there's a lot of folks saying, well, he's prone to injury, and I'm going, okay, yeah, what else are they supposed to do here? So what is the future with the Philadelphia Eagles and Carson Wentz? Can you explain it to me any better?
He's the quarterback of the future. I think they'll sit him out the rest of the way, whether that means actually getting in the playoffs or just two more games. I think they will keep Nick Foles. I think the insurance policy for him is very much worth it. I think Foles is certainly willing to accept that. So I wouldn't worry too much about Carson Wentz's job. I would worry a little bit about the fact that he's had two major injuries. But from what everyone has told us, this injury is one he'll be able to recover from and be back next season.
Barry Wilner joining us from the Associated Press. So you'd look up and down the NFC. The Dallas Cowboys took a terrible loss earlier today. So did the Seattle Seahawks. At least that one was in overtime. Minnesota a little bit back on track after they make that change with the offensive coordinator. From top on down, I know it's Saints, Rams, Bears, Cowboys, Seahawks, Vikings. Who's the most dangerous out of this group in the NFC?
If you had asked me this on Friday, I would have said the Seahawks. And I may still say it after the next two games, but they really laid an egg today. They were not prepared. Mm-hmm. They were very flat against San Francisco. But to me, they may be the team that plays the type of playoff football you need, more so than a lot of the others. The Saints are the most talented team, and they might be the most balanced when you consider the teams that have great offenses. They may have the best defense in the NFC. But I still think that Seattle and Chicago with those defenses, and maybe Dallas, are going to be tough outs in the playoffs.
Barry Wilner joining us on the show. So in Minnesota, they make that change where John DeFilippo just not on the same page with what was going on with Mike Zimmer. Do you think that maybe he got caught up in the head coaching candidacy?
I would hope not. It's possible, but I would definitely hope that that wouldn't be the case because that would hurt him down the line to know that he could be distracted like that. So I would, you know, hope that wasn't true.
The reason I ask you, Barry, is because we're seeing so much different in the NFL than we have over the past even 3 years. We're seeing a lot more shotgun. We're seeing a lot more spread. We're seeing a lot more going to the line. A little bit more like a college atmosphere, and it's fun for the fans. But do you think, and again, Mike Zimmer's going, we're not running the ball. We're still not running the ball. And then finally they fire him. And it brings in the question going, you know, a lot of owners want to see that. Some GMs might want to see that where you're spreading it out a little bit. And do you maybe he just kind of got caught up in the whole feeling of it without actually looking at the personnel that he had and actually working with the personnel that fit more of a pro style, run the ball more, control the ball, control the clock type of system?
Yeah, but that would be hard to argue considering he has Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs and Kyle Rudolph. So he does have the receivers who can run that type of an offense. So I just think that part of the problem there was a little bit of panic, actually, and I think most of the problem there is that people have overrated how good the Vikings are, and I really think they are kind of a 500 team this year.
Ah, I love it. Barry Wilner joining us on the show. So tell me about the AFC. Who's the most dangerous over there?
They're probably the Chargers because they're the most balanced. I really am down on the Chiefs right now. I would not be shocked if the Chiefs lose in Seattle next week and wind up as a wild card. And we saw today the Patriots have trouble on the road. They're always going to be the most dangerous team until they get knocked out. But if they play you in Foxborough, they don't lose. They play elsewhere, they're very vulnerable. I'm not impressed by the Steelers. And I think that I actually like what I've seen from the Texans most of the season, not the last 2 weeks so much. But I think the Chargers really are the team that is most balanced in the AFC. And the question there is, they've never really won big. They never won the really big games. They've done it this year in the regular season. Can they do it in the playoffs?
For Baltimore, and the question with Joe Flacco, is there a possibility, and we heard a little bit about this morning, is there a possibility with a trade at the end of the year? Would you be quick to trade him, or would you still see what's going on in 2019, even with Lamar Jackson and some of the success that he's having?
I think they're going to be committed to Lamar Jackson as the quarterback of the future, and he'll be the starter next year. Now, to keep Flacco with the kind of contract he has, when you're not paying Lamar Jackson a crazy amount, is doable. But you have to see what will be out there in the market if you try to trade him. I think they'd be interested in him. I think there's some coaches out there who would like to have a veteran quarterback on their team to help with the process, I guess you might say, of a younger quarterback, and that's what John Harbaugh has. But Flacco wants to start. So I think there are places he could start.
How good would he look in a Giants jersey?
Yeah. I don't see that. I still think Eli Manning has another year or two there. You protect him, he plays well. You don't protect him, or you stop Saquon Barkley in the run game, the Giants are always going to struggle.
So they aren't going after a quarterback this offseason? They'll continue to do the Eli Manning thing?
No, I do think. I think they probably will draft a quarterback. They're going to have a nice, you know, top 10, top 12 pick, and I think they will draft a quarterback. But I think Manning will be the starter certainly next year. And they'll develop somebody. Neither of the backups they have right now is the guy. But I don't see Joe Flacco being in New York, no.
Well, so when do you think that they – not? This is interesting here. Barry Wilner joining us on the show. When do you think they take a guy then? If the Giants are going to take a guy, when do they take him?
I think they may take him in the first round in this upcoming draft.
Okay.
They've got the two guys in Barkley and in Beckham. You know, Beckham signed long term. Mm-hmm. They've got a very good second receiver in Shepard. They need to fix that offensive line, but I think they may do that more through free agency than anything else. And I think that this will be the year they'll take a quarterback, whether it's in the first round or second round. I think that will be where they'll head.
So where do you think that Joe Flacco could end up? Just take a guess.
There's a lot of things. First of all, I have a feeling, and I have nothing to substantiate this. This is just a feeling, that John Gruden is not a Derek Carr fan. So I could see Flacco maybe winding up out there. That's one place. I can see him wind up in Jacksonville, absolutely wind up in Jacksonville, which wants to build a type of running attack with a quarterback who can complement it, and that would suit him pretty well. But that's another possible landing spot for him.
Barry, I totally agree about the Gruden thing, by the way. I know no rumors or no sources or anything, but going on the feeling, I think you're 100% right. As much as I disagree with John Gruden on the whole thing, I totally get what you're saying. Barry, thank you very much for the time, my friend. We'll run you down again soon.
You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.